How to look in the right place. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 52. And today we're talking about how to make sure we're thinking right when we go out to pray. Thinking right as we prepare ourselves to go out and pray. So very, very important. Now, before we go any further, an apology for the background noises. There's the odd aeroplane going across overhead, some children playing in the background, some ducks in a lake nearby, and some cars you might hear because I've stopped off at a motorway service station to record this. I'm out and about all day. Anyway, how to look in the right place. Now, why is this on my mind? It's on my mind because my wife is a very keen ornithologist. She loves looking at birds. She has some very nice binoculars, and I accompany her on her bird watching walks. It occurred to me if I'm going to be spending all that time doing that, I should probably have some good binoculars myself. So recently we went off and bought me some really quite good binoculars. And I accompany my wife and we look at birds together, and that's interesting. But what I realize is now that I have those binoculars, I use them even when I'm not with her or specifically on a bird walk. And so now I wear them whenever I go out. Indeed, on my prayer walks in the morning, I take them with me, and I've noticed this. It's affected what I look at. Before, I would notice the ground, I would notice the fields or the trees around me, but now I look up more and I hear birds singing, and I look up into the trees, I look higher up, and the focus of my gaze has shifted. And of course, I bring the binoculars up and have a look at the birds through them, but it's affecting where I'm looking. I'm looking now in the bushes at a different height because I've got the binoculars. And it made me think about how what we have with us, we're carrying with us, affects where we look spiritually. Have a listen to this from Psalm 105 and verse 3 and 4. Glory to his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. And I wonder how well prepared I am each morning as I go out to pray to look to the Lord for my strength. And it strikes me that this is one of the best arguments for reading some scripture before we go out to pray, because then our spiritual eyes are turned towards God even before we begin to pray. I'm not arguing that reading the Bible is essential before prayer or mandatory or one of those things that really ought to happen every time. Not at all. But what I'm suggesting is that sometimes perhaps when our prayers are a little vague, a little off topic, a little off focus, or we can't find the right ability to concentrate in our prayers, that perhaps the answer to that might be to open our Bible and read even just a verse or two. Read a psalm, read a verse from a psalm, read a section from a psalm. Perhaps you need to do it when you're out. Take your phone out if you have a Bible on your phone and read a few verses. Or just bring back to mind some scripture that you've memorized. And maybe that will help you to look in the right way, have the right focus of your spiritual eyes for your time of prayer. What we focus on changes how we think about God. What we focus on changes the way we think about praying. What we focus on changes the way we think about ourselves and our relationship with God. So if you've been struggling recently to have the right focus in your times of prayer, why not get the Bible open first? Read a verse, read a psalm, and see if that doesn't help your spiritual eyes to be in the right place to then encourage you your prayer time. So what do you think about this? I would love to know. So please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who might benefit from these recordings, please pass the link on to them. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. If you'd be interested in some coaching in spiritual disciplines, then look me up on coach.me and join the Facebook group. There's a Facebook page, Quiet Time Coaching. Go there and you'll be able to join in other people who are, like me, striving to learn about how to have an excellent and satisfying and intimate relationship with God. So I pray that today's quiet time and every day this week, that at least until the next time we meet, that you have some satisfying and wonderfully close times with God that draw you close to his heart. And perhaps part of that might be getting your eyes focused on the right thing before you start to pray by reading and contemplating some scripture. Take care and God bless.